members of the commission chats with your wildlife program administrator. Commissioner Sharp, I'll try to go through this as quickly as I can because I know you've got a busy schedule here, but what we have in front of you today for spring turkey would be a proposal or a recommendation for your proposal that would remove the second license option that is currently available for residents during the second, I guess you would call it a season within the Black Hills that runs from, I guess, the entire month of May now, since we've extended the season through the end of May. The justification for this, Mr. Chair, would be this was a discussion topic that we discussed internally and amongst our turkey stakeholder work group a couple years ago, and we went through and revised the wild turkey action plan. And when we are, there's a harvest, decision support table in the plan on page 7 there in that plan. I know you don't have that in front of you, but when our turkey population, our estimate or the surrogate abundance that we use from harvest, because we have an unlimited number of licenses there, when we reach below a certain threshold from that surrogate abundance, and when our hunter success is either below or overlapping 30% for the previous two hunting seasons, we have a guideline within the plan that would remove that second option for hunters. So if you'll see under the supportive information there, in 2021, we did issue 367 of these second licenses to our resident hunters, which, if I did my math correctly, would be about 8% of all resident Black Hill turkey hunters. So there's that many hunters that take advantage of this. Again, it's not many, but it is some. Of that harvest, I guess I don't have the harvest numbers in front of me here on that. But anyway, getting back to this, this is not going to be a game changer. It's not going to turn around the turkey population in the Black Hills. We need Mother Nature to cooperate with us a little better when it comes to some of the environmental conditions during the spring nesting time period. But this is this is a responsive management action based on the guidance within the plan that we worked with you as a commission on to formally adopt. And we're just following the guidance of that plan. So, Mr. Chair, that would be the recommendation we have for you here for consideration. And I know that was quickly, but I would try to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you. Any questions from the commission? Seeing none, I entertain a motion. Moved by Commissioner Beed, second by Commissioner Whitmer. Any further comments or discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes.
Thank you, Commissioner Sharp. And if you as a commission want further information on turkeys, Chad Lehman is currently on vacation, but I can put him to work and we can present some information if that's desired by you at the, I guess it'd be the September meeting, okay?
Thank you.
Just let us know. Thank you.
Well, thanks. Okay, we have 25 minutes. Is that enough time for the mountain lion proposal? Okay. Yeah, let's do it. Let's finish up the proposals. Mountain lion season information and population status.